Welcome, you degenerates, to the 16th episode of Season 2 of Monster Mates.
Welcome back, you filthy degenerates.
Spencer, please choose a number between 1 and 131.
90.
90? Okay, give me a second.
90, 90, 90, 90, 90.
Oh, here we go.
Oh.
Mr. 1... This is a joke for me. A one Tim Allen-based creature.
What?
The Dodo Gamma girls.
Dodo Gamma. That is... Oh.
That's another Monster Hunter.
Okay. Damn
for
it.
I'll explain the in-joke for everyone at home. I have a mod on Monster Hunter World that where all the Dodo Gamma sounds are replaced with Tim Allen noises.
What is that fucking picture?
But yeah, before we get into this, my initial rating is it's gonna be a 6, I think.
I think I give this like a 6, maybe a 7.
Okay.
It's cute.
Yeah.
Got the wiki?
Give me 2 seconds.
I like the color scheme of this monster. It's like blue and yellow. It has a little bit of pink here and there. It's really cute.
Yes.
The Monster Hunter version of it is not so cute, but the girl version of it is very adorable.
One thing to note immediately is if all of you lads and ladies are into BBWs, then this is definitely one for you.
So you.
I enjoy a good roundness to a girl. I can enjoy it. Ain't nothing wrong with it.
Ain't nothing wrong with it. Alright, so, a monster that devours rocks as a primary diet, the crystals it devours with its saliva to produce explosive minerals that can spit out at enemies.
So, much like the Brachydios girl, this thing can infect, can give out blast blight. So, be careful. However, a familiar weakness, thunder, aka
oh my God.
More pocket tasers, more Russian car batteries.
Which along, is never a bad thing.
Again, and also the water and the ice, so get out your fire hoses, get out your ice cubes.
It's basically weak to everything. Anything, here's the thing. The only thing you can't do is fire on it, but
and
everything else,
it.
You could just do anything you want on it, honestly.
And it slightly likes the bad dragon. That's what we're going with, that's what I'm rolling with.
All right, fine. All right, so... How big would you say this thing is?
Okay, so for the...
The tallest is 2,000 centimeters, so just go for
okay.
that.
Okay, yep. Hold on.
We're very bad at conversions unless we type it into Google.
Because we are Americans, you see.
You see.
2,000, 1, 2, 3. Let's convert that to feet, please. 65 feet.
Oh, okay.
So this thing's probably 6.5 feet, 6 feet, probably.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see, maybe 6.5 feet, 6 feet.
Bit of a taller girl, but still.
I would say like maybe 7, actually.
You're thinking 7?
I'm thinking 7 because like here's the thing. I'm gonna say 7, not for the I'm saying 7 not for the actual height when she's on all fours, but I'm saying
When
she's standing.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. You know what? Sure.
Because edgy and this thing is kind of like a Jaggers where it has like a belly. It has a little bit of a bell.
Mm-hmm. Although this one's just gotten it from its diet, not from other means.
Oh, yeah. So I would say this thing has a definite mouth fetish.
Yeah,
the mouth on this thing is huge.
Yeah, the oral fixation potential is high.
And I have an oral fixation. I love mouth play.
I have a little bit of an oral fixation.
I adore it. And I think, I don't know if it's a me personal thing, but, like, I love just, like, the whole, whenever you see, like, the doujins and hentai where, like, it focuses on the mouth.
The thumb slightly stretching on one side of their mouth.
High tier. High tier.
It's a good one. It's a good one. Don't get me wrong.
I love it. So I would say that's great. The only other thing about this is she's definitely, like, if you look at the Dodogama, she's resting on her belly.
Yep.
So she's definitely got a gut.
She's got a gut, and she's more of a...
Is this like, a pregnant gut, where, like, you can tell she's skinny, but she has just a big belly? Or is it like, she's just a big girl?
I think she's just a big girl.
Big girl.
Yep.
Okay.
I was gonna say that her mouth, along with obviously being wet, would definitely be more warm than most mouths, I would say.
What do you mean?
Because, like, in the actual game, she spits out fireballs at you.
Oh, yeah.
So, I would say her mouth would definitely be a very warm place when you get into
compared
the oral
to like
stage.
Legiana, who was literally freezing to the touch,
cold as ice.
So I agree with that. Also, she loves it when you give them diamond rings. She loves them crystals.
Mm-hmm. What's it? I would say that I would argue that doing oral with her would be better than actually
actually just having sex with her.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, no, I agree. And honestly, I don't know. I know this is a weird thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to make this statement. I think I like foreplay more than actual sex. Is that weird to say?
I don't think that's weird. I think a lot of girls would agree with you on that, actually.
I like the actual foreplay before, like, rather than the actual doing it.
Don't get me wrong, I like foreplay. Foreplay on both sides, very, very nice. But I also have a very good fondness for the actual act of sex itself. Now, whether that is like just straight up sex or oral sex, again, that can be argued, whatever. But yeah.
I also know this thing loves to eat. So yep. It's your favorite thing. If you just like feeding her, just get her food.
Yeah. Literally just getting her a meal would just be a turn on for her, probably.
Yeah, you literally get her a pizza and she'd just be like, oh man, time to fuck.
Mm-hmm. I hate using this phrase, but it does fit well with the Dodogama, and that's a slobby girl.
A what?
Slob. Like a
slob. Oh, just a slob. Okay.
Yeah. A slobby girl.
I thought you were like slob, like I thought you were going like
oh,
a
Suka Blitz? No.
Yeah, I was like a slobby girl? I'm like, what?
No, not Suka Blitz. Not a slob. A slob. Should have enunciated that better.
No,
but
I was just confused. I was like, wait, hold on. How? In the background of this video, just side y'all.
Hear slob step playing in the background.
No. Is that a genre? Slob step?
Yeah, slob step is a thing, but that's for another time.
Oh no.
Trying to think. So obviously, alongside with. You know, I'm trying to think. With her weakness to ice and her thing with food, I would imagine she would like colder foods a lot
more.
Ice
cream?
Yeah, ice cream, smoothies, like, all that good stuff. She may even be one of those people that just straight up eats the frozen pizza without heating it up.
Like a psychopath. What do you mean like a psychopath? That's like one of the best ways to eat pizza.
Frozen?
Yeah.
Not even heating it up.
I'm not saying, here's the thing, I'm not saying it's the best way to eat pizza. Like a fresh pizza out of the oven is the best way to eat pizza, obviously. But if I have a choice between microwaving a pizza and eating it cold, I'm eating it cold.
Okay.
No, because then it gets chewy.
That's the best part.
No, I don't like my pizza when it gets all chewy and rubbery.
You and this Dodogama girl, you can have your frozen pizza.
You know what? Good. Good. More for me.
Yeah, that's, well, actually, more for both of you.
Here's the thing. I'm imagining, say again?
I was going to say that I'll take the slices I want and I'll heat them up in the microwave. She can eat them cold if she wants. I don't care. I'll just think she's crazy.
Dude, I've eaten so much cold pizza in college. You kidding me? Like, it was like the best. All right. So here's the thing.
Yeah.
When I look at her, I think to myself, kind of like a frog girl in the sense of,
yes,
it's not that she's a BBW. I think of, like, she has like a second stomach almost.
Mm-hmm.
Where she just has she literally just has like a big storage in her stomach for extra food.
Yes.
That's how I'm imagining it, and I like it. I think it's great.
Fair enough.
I
think it's a little bit of column A, column B.
I can go with both, but if we're going off of the drawing and what I'm seeing here is, yeah, that rather than being a complete BBW, it's she's skinny. But then she's got that good.
She got that. She got a little bit of pudge.
She got pudge.
She a chubby one. But yeah, obviously in the actual hunt per se, you have to watch out for fireballs and constant rolls and the occasional leaps. And by leaps, I mean jumping charges.
Yeah, she will jump on you. She has strong legs. She will jump on you the second she gets a chance.
Yeah, she got them thick legs.
She's got the thick legs. She will jump on you.
Not
even it's like thick with like four C's of just muscle.
Yeah, she could pounce on you easily.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
And that's pretty hot. Not gonna lie.
And her mouth is like a waterfall of saliva.
Mm-hmm.
And I do remember the Dodogama does have a big tongue too.
It does. It has a pretty big sized tongue to scoop up all them crystals.
Yes. I like this. I think this is great.
Same.
I feel like I'm gonna rate it higher though.
That's fair. That's fair.
Personality-wise, what do you think this is? She looks... I would say this is, like, a really happy. Like, just constantly, like, whee!
Yeah, she is... I would imagine her being a bit of a bubblehead, but yeah, she is super happy, nonetheless.
Absolutely. What is that called? When, like...
Dairy-dairy.
It's just dairy-dairy?
Yep, dairy-dairy.
I like that. I like that she's just super bubbly, super happy, and just like, feed me!
Mm-hmm.
I require sustenance. I require food. Food makes me happy.
Although, what's it? Dairy is usually the happy. I should specify, if we're going with like clumsy airhead, that would be the baka dairy.
The baka dairy, yeah.
Yep.
I don't know about clumsy. I think she's just hungry and happy.
Yeah, fair.
Happy and hungry, and I like it. It's cute. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I know we said it was like 7 foot, but also my brain also wants it to be like 4 foot, cute, small. You know?
Yeah, and that's fair.
So I mean, pick and choose.
Yeah, choose your fights, pick them well.
Pick your Dodogama well.
Yes, yo. Again, this is for the golden crown sort of Dodogamas. This is the cream of the crop. This isn't the average.
Listen, I want to solo fight this thing. I don't want my friends joining on this one.
I mean, fair. I usually
this one's for me.
I'm usually one to solo fight in general, so occasion, but eh.
Listen, once we get to Nergigante, we're gonna have to bring the boys.
Oh goodness gracious! That'll be for then. This is now.
Yandere, calling it.
Yep. Yeah. No. That's not even a question. But is there anything really else to say about the Dodogama girl?
I don't think so. I love the fact that the oral fixation. I love the mouth. Yep. I like the fact that she has she's a dairy, super happy and bubbly all the time.
Yeah, there's a tail to pull too. So
there's a big tail to pull, which is always a positive. On top of that, She mouth bubbly, oral fixation, tail, pocket, which is
pocket taser, water hose, ice cubes.
Yep, ice cube. Yeah, ice cream and frozen pizza, always good.
Sure.
Tell us in the comments down below, do you like frozen pizza?
Do you actually eat the pizza frozen, or do you microwave it as Watson intended?
As what? Well, you're Watson, I'm Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right. So,
have fun with your copamine. Yes?
I love it. I love my copamine.
Yeah.
What would you rate the Dodogama?
The Dodogama overall, although I love the oral fixation and the dairy aspect, I'm going to give this an overall 6. This is a little bit above average for me.
I think I'm going to give this an 8.
Fair. It
has a lot.
I won't lie. This may stem from the fact that every girl I've dated has been chubby or a BBW. So this is so that aspect is kind of just normal for me.
for the viewers, Trevor here is very skinny. He's a very skinny boy.
I'm getting buffer.
He's getting buffer. That has been his goal. I feel like it's the thing of you want what you don't have.
I mean, maybe.
I don't know. That's always how I saw it. Yeah.
I don't want to be. I mean, personally, I'm fine with. It's like, if I do get chubby for whatever reason, I don't care.
No, like, I'm not saying that you get chubby. I'm just saying, like, the girls you go after are chubbier because you aren't chubby. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, okay. I get you.
Like,
yeah,
the girls you go for are the bigger girls because you are not a bigger guy.
Gotcha. Okay.
Like, I am not a bigger guy, but I also, I haven't gone for a bigger girl in a long time, so I don't know.
Eh.
So, I think that, I give mine an 8.
Yeah, you gave it an 8. I gave it a 6.
I love a lot about this. It's not a 9. It's not a 10, but a solid 8. I think if I gave it a 7, I'd feel bad.
Yeah. But what would you rate a Dodogama girl? And would you go more for the mouth, or would you go in straight for the poos she?
Why'd you say it like that?
Anyway. Be sure to like if you enjoyed the episode. If you want to see more like this, be sure to subscribe. And if you want updates on the show, feel free to follow us on Twitter. And be sure to check out the amazing artist who did the art for this episode.
Yes, I'm going to take over getting the artist for this one.
That's fine.
A big dripping mouth energy.
That is fine.
That is what I want from this.
And until next time, be sure to stay tuned for the next episode.
See you later.